Morning. I am deeply concerned by the latest development in Ukraine, the continued violence by small groups of separatists and Russia's continued military pressure on Ukraine's borders. I call on Russia to de-escalate the crisis, to pull back its troops from Ukraine's borders, to stop destabilizing the situation in Ukraine, and make clear that it doesn't support the violent actions of pro-Russian separatists. Russia should stop being part of the problem and start being part of the solution. In today's meeting, I will inform EU ministers about the measures NATO has taken and will take to further strengthen collective defense at sea, in the air, on land. These measures will follow three tracks: reinforced defense plans, enhanced exercises, and appropriate deployments. And finally, I will call for strengthened cooperation between NATO and the European Union and our close partners. We need to train and exercise more together, for instance, the NATO Response Force and the EU battle groups, so that we stand ready for whatever the future may bring.
What would it take for NATO to get involved militarily in Ukraine?
Beg your pardon?
What would it take for NATO to get involved militarily in Ukraine?
We are not discussing military options. We do believe that the right forward is to find a political and diplomatic solution. However, we are focused militarily on strengthening defense of our allies. That's our core task.
In a phone call with President Obama, President Putin said that all the accusations are only based on speculation. Is your information not reliable enough, or is President Putin fooling the international community?
Of course, our information is reliable, and I think the Russian behavior and actions on the ground speak for themselves.
Have you seen any more evidence to prove the actual head of Russia on the ground in Ukraine?
Obviously, we never, as a matter of principle, comment on intelligence, but I think from what is visible, it's very clear that Russia's hand is deeply engaged in this.
Given the situation on the ground in Eastern Ukraine, how high or low are your expectations for the meeting in Geneva on Thursday?
Well, of course, we support all efforts of the international community to find a political solution. But it's also important to stress that it's for Ukraine and the Ukrainian people alone to decide the future of the country. Any sustainable solution must fulfill the democratic aspirations of the entire Ukrainian people and fully respect the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine.
Is it possible to have a permanent NATO base in Eastern Europe? Is it discussed?
We are right now considering further steps to strengthen our collective defense. As I indicated, that also includes what I would call appropriate deployment, but it's a bit too early to go into details as to how we will, in concrete terms, strengthen collective defense.
But, thank you very much.
But no one should doubt our determination to ensure effective defensive protection of all allies.
Thank you.